There was a terrible case of a young Taimani girl who was married off against her will to her first cousin. And when they came to Eretz Yisrael, eventually she was able to take him to Beit Din, and Chacham Avadia paskin that he is chayef to give a get. He said no, and this woman who remained chained, his husband, was thrown into jail. And finally, he acquiesced to give a get, but one of the other dayanim felt that it would be a get me'useh, a forced get, which is pasul. So Chacham Avadia called the husband to the Beit Din and told him, "Are you willing to give the get of your own free will?" He said, "Yes." "If I pay you a lot of money, will you give the get of your own free will and not because we threw you in jail?" He said, "Yes." So Chacham Avadia took out his paycheck that he had just received that day from the Beit Din and he handed it to the guy and said, "Here's your money. Now, of your own free will, go and give her her get instead of it being forced because we threw you in jail." It's a halachic topic, not for now, but that took care of the other dayan's concern. Chacham Avadia went above and beyond, lifnim yishra hadin, the call of duty, and he gave tzedakah in order to make sure that the halacha would be fulfilled. He was truly an ohevet hamisharim and ohevet tzedakot. Number 32 of the Kenyani Torah is a person who truly loves yashrut, straightforwardness, honesty, and tzedakah. He always takes the yashar path and despises and distances himself from all crooked thoughts and ideas. First and foremost, he always goes lifnim mishur hadin. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that a person, a Beit Din, a community, a nation, cannot just live on Din Torah, they must live lifnim mishur hadin, above and beyond the letter of the law. And if not for the fact that they only lived by the letter of the law, the Beit HaMikdash would not have been destroyed. It was destroyed because they didn't go above and beyond. One who goes lifnim yishur ha-din deserves to be treated that way too, midah k'neged midah. And even if he's not fit to be kone Torah, he'll get siyata d'shmaya to become fit and learn more Torah. He'll be kone Torah through going above and beyond the call of duty. In terms of his Torah learning, seichel hayashar, svara yishara, clear, simple, straightforward svarot and logic are the priority when it comes to Torah learning in the long term. Rabbeinu Yonah is well known for saying that the pilpulim of the yeshivas and the Rosh Yeshiva are great to train a person to learn how to learn, learn how to think. But this, after time, a person has to live with the Mesharim, with just Svara Yeshara, straight Svarot, without any crookedness or complexities. Iyun HaYashar is what this person likes, and he hates crooked Svarot. Chacham Avadia used to love learning the Torah Chesed of the Gaon Milublin, Roshnir Zalman Milublin's Torah Chesed. He would lock himself up, hide himself away on Fridays in the Sofia Fei Knesset in the Bukharim, where they had a copy, and he would learn it all day long. And when Avrichim later in life would come speak with Rav Avadia about their Svarot and Pilpulim, he would listen but not respond to the Pilpul, and just start speaking about something else, and then without making it an explicit response, he would launch into how important it is to learn halacha. Halacha is mesharim, halacha is straightforward, simple and to the point, without any complex, crooked ideas mixed in. Rav Schechter also, and Rav Schechter doesn't tell you, but to him, everything has to make sense. He explains sugyot and concepts in such a way that you don't even realize he's giving you his own interpretations. It flows so nicely, but that's because he made it make sense. It's all about Mesharim for him. Nothing complex and complicated. Philosophizing without having clarity in what you're speaking about. And finally, Ohevet et Tzedakot, the Koach of Tzedakah, enables one to learn more Torah. Because when a person gives Tzedakah, the Gemara, the Midrash explains, he is Mikabel Pnei Shekhinah. The Midrash gives a mashal to a noble woman who wants to see the king. She can't just make an appointment so easily. He's the king. But if she makes him a crown to give to him and she wants to present the crown to the king, so then that's her way in. She wants to deliver a crown to the king. And that's how they say, of course you can come. And they make an appointment at any time to let her into the royal palace to see the king. So too, we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All we need to do is bring him a crown. All it takes is just one peruta of tzedakah. And that's our ticket straight into the palace of the Ribono Shel Olam. Chacham Avadia did everything he could to raise the crown of Torah with no personal interests. He would raise money for yeshivas and kolalim with no personal gain or kickbacks. In fact, he hated it when an institution one time tried to give him a kickback. And when people asked him, why don't you build yourself a beautiful building? His response was that I invest in avreichim, not in avanim. Of course, when they needed to open a yeshiva, needed a building for Chazan Avadia, and they needed furnishings, his wife, the Rabbanit, put her life savings in to pay for the furnishings of the yeshiva, and he added on more to make it possible for them to pay for everything. And when there was a problem with the government funding for his Talmud Torah networks, then he put the money down and used all of his own personal finances to keep the system open in the meantime. But it's not just about money. He gave his time for people. That's tzedakah, when he could be learning so much more Torah. Moreno Rabbeinu HaRav Shechter also gives a ton of his time for people. He gives a ton of tzedakah. You should see every day there are mishulachim all over YU, especially around Mincha time. They want to come and talk to him. They think that he has millions of dollars for some reason. And he just has a regular yeshiva salary. And whenever someone comes, he writes them a check. He sends them a check in the mail. He's always giving tzedakah. And apparently he's even been audited by the IRS in the past. Only to show how he, like Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik, does everything in a perfectly yashar way. It behooves us to make sure that not only is our limud yashar, but our tzedakah is as well. And the kochot of proper learning and tzedakah that we give have an effect on our Torah learning. And we receive tremendous aid from heaven to make it happen. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.